Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're visiting the Prince William Sound community of Chenega.
Sandra Angayak from Chenega. We have roughly around 50 people here. No stores. Only accessible by plane or by boat. Have to fly in all groceries. Local business is the Chenega IRA Council. And we also have a health clinic. We have one school with three teachers, probably about 20 kids. We get our mail through Ace Cargo, and we get mail Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's if they decide they want to come. Sometimes we get up to 2 weeks delay in mail. The original site of Chenega Island had to be moved because we lost 23 people out of 89 people that were there in the tsunami. This particular site on Evans Island was chosen because it is less likely to receive a tsunami than it would have been over in the old village site, which is probably about 30 to 80 miles away from here. We have mountains all around us, spruce trees. We live on the water. My favorite time of the year is January because we see the humpback whales and the killer whales right out in the water. But we see sea life all year long.
Sandra Ann Gayak is a tribal administrator assistant in Chenega. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Julie O'Malley, Mark Lester, and Annie Fite. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Dave Waldron.